This is Glenn Houser with World of Radio number 1316. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all shortwave broadcasting. On this edition, recorded May 23rd, medium wave news from Burkina Faso and Norway, summer listening from Spain and Slovakia, future plans from Luxembourg, Bhutan, South Korea, cricket specials from India, tantalizing Tonatuba, anomalies from Australia, and the propagation outlook. An updated edition of the Africa on Shortwave Guide is now available on the British DX Club website. Compiled by Tony Rogers, it's a comprehensive country-by-country guide to domestic and external shortwave broadcasts from Africa, including opposition and target broadcasts in PDF format. You may download it from www.bdxc.org.uk. Check the articles index. There are also other useful files available. Here's some medium wave news from Africa, but may have shortwave ramifications. BBC monitoring found on the Sidwaya website in Ouagadougou. This report from Burkina Faso. The transmitter at the Radio Burkina Center in Gungan has gone into operation with a formal ceremony May 9th. Cooperation between Radio Taiwan International and Radio Burkina has borne fruit. It's a 100 kilowatt transmitter on 747 kilohertz medium wave with a range of 150 kilometers, much larger, no doubt, at night. This can't help but bring to mind cooperation between the other China, the People's Republic, and nearby Mali, which resulted in a shortwave relay site starting a number of years ago. So possibly we may have a Radio Taiwan shortwave relay site coming in Burkina Faso. Brian Alexander in Pennsylvania has been monitoring the Voice of Nigeria on Saturday, May 13th. 15120, apparently for more than 4 hours, starting at 16:30 in Arabic, opening English at 16:59, with news at 1700, and mostly Afro-pop's music. At 2000, there was an Africa Hour news magazine, some headlines at 2055 and 2059 going into French, which remained on 15120, but sometime before 2125, they switched to 7255. As usual, Voice of Nigeria had good strength, but the audio quality varied from very good to very muffled, depending on the program. On May 23rd, Jose Miguel Romero in Spain said there was a strange situation as he was trying to monitor Voice of Hope, Sao Tome and the Libyan jamming situation. Between 12 and 14 UT, all he heard was a musical station on 17680. When I tuned in the same date after 1400, I was hearing the African music jammer on a different frequency than before, 17620, which is normally occupied by Radio France International from France, but this signal was so strong compared to others that I'm sure it was coming from Gabon, just like Africa number one right next to it on 17630. Only one shortwave transmitter is active in Kenya, as we reported last week, 4915, signing off at 1916. Now Roland Schulze in Germany reports to DSWCIDX Window that on another date, May 3rd, he heard it signing off at 1921. It was a religious program in vernacular. They had their interval signal. So it's safe to say that after 1921 or so, if you hear an African on 4915, it'll not be Kenya, but Ghana instead. Kenya could be on as early as 0200, 3 hours before Ghana, but apparently they're only operating this frequency starting at 0900, according to the handbook, relaying the Northeastern service, so that makes it virtually impossible in North America, except possibly on the west coast by Long Path. Note that the sunset time in Kenya is about 15 UT. Hardly anyone but Charles Jones in New South Wales is reporting hearing the one of the few, if not the only, Somalian shortwave station currently active, Radio Shabeli, on 6960. He heard it at 1953 UT. going from a discussion into a song, and he says, "What's there to sing about in strife-torn Mogadishu?" That was in Australian DX News. BBC Monitoring quotes the Somali Independent Shabelle Media Network website on May 22nd that a station of the same name but a different location, so it may be two different stations, the Shabelle radio station in Baidoa, south central Somalia, returned to normal operations but was closed down by a group of armed militia after it conducted an interview with a clan chieftain. No frequency mentioned. It may have been on FM only. The ADX Mix News Bulgaria, frequency change concerning a couple of clandestines which had been hanging out on the favorite clanny frequency of 12130. Now they're on 11830. And the time has also changed for the first one, Voice of Delina in Tigrinya for Ethiopia, 17 to 1730, Monday through Friday. And Radio Horyal in Somali, 1730 to 18, Saturday through Thursday. By the way, those are brokered by TDP, transmitted via the Armavir site in Russia, 250 kilowatts, 188 degrees. Darfur Salam, service sponsored from Britain for that region of Sudan, has expanded from 16 minutes to half an hour, reported by Michael L. Ford in the UK, DSWCIDX window, at 05 to 5:30 UT on 9735 and 11820. They've included some local songs now. Also at 17 to 1730 on 15515 and 17585. Arnaldo Slyne in Argentina also heard them on 17585. As did Koji Hashimoto in Japan Premium and Raul Saavedra, Costa Rica, DX Listening Digest. Raul was also first to report a test being run by VT Communications at 22 to 22:15 UT on 13640, a tape loop repeating the same message and playing that characteristic Merlin music. First heard on May 18th, also on the 19th, but not on Saturday the 20th. Wolfgang Büschel says it's coming from the Cyprus site, which, by the way, is also believed to be the site for those Darfur broadcasts to Sudan. I'm thinking that the most likely client for this would be Radio Republica, which already starts at 22 UT on 6135 to Cuba from the Rampisham UK site. However, that frequency would seem to be a bit too low for the summer, so keep an ear on 13640 at 22 UT. Via Steve Witt and Barry Davies of the Medium Wave Circle, this from Bjarne Mjelde, the northernmost DXer in the world in Norway. According to a feature program on NRK Program 2, the megawatt medium wave 1314 kilohertz will go silent from July 1st. It's called Europa Kanalen, a European channel, a mix of Program 1 and 2, aimed at Norwegian listeners in Northern Europe and at sea. To supply the fishing fleet with updated weather reports, they will launch a 24-hour satellite weather channel instead. Well, this frequency is one of the easiest to hear transatlantic signals in North America, 1314 kilohertz, and it'll be quite a loss to have it off the air. Russ Edmonds in Pennsylvania says in IRCA, "This has been rumored for some time. It's really a shame. Aside from being a bellwether, it's been a nice TA to just listen to and show off to non-DXers because the programming overnight is very pleasurable listening." NBCDX Udo Kluger in Germany points out that Broadcasting Center Europe, Luxembourg, has registered a lot of frequencies for this A06 season for two daytime programs in English and French, not in DRM, but in analog. However, they are not being heard yet. Here's the schedule in case they do start them up. First in English, 04 to 08 on 6035, 08 to 10 on 5925, and 10 to 18 on 6035. These are all only 10 kilowatts from Luxembourg itself, beamed 300 degrees. And the French service, also 10 kilowatts, but beamed 220 degrees, 04 to 06 on 5945, 06 to 08 on 6055, and 08 to 15 on 5935. Wolfgang Büschel says it's apparently the old 10 kilowatt Radio Luxembourg unit, which ran many years ago on 15350. Swapan Chakraborty in India forwards a scheduled change from Deutsche Welle to South Asia. 17595, which clashed with Spain, is being replaced with 15705 starting May 25th. For Urdu at 14:30, Hindi at 15:15, and English from 16 to 17. I ran across good reception from Deutsche Welle in English. I might have thought it was a North American broadcast at midnight 30 UT on 9695. However, it's really from midnight to 1 from Rwanda, 30 degrees for South Asia. In the British DX Club, Andrew Tett forwards news from the German DX magazine Reflexion that if you're interested in Band 1 TVDX, there are still some German transmitters on the band, at least until the end of May. You might be lucky and pick them up if the sporadic E season cooperates before they're switched off May 29th. Channel 2 in Biedenkopf of HR and Channel 3, not sure which network, in Kreuzberg. Furthermore, they report that analog TV will be switched off in the Netherlands on the night of October 29th and 30th. So there's a whole summer to still enjoy VHF analog TV reception from the Netherlands, and then that's it. I mentioned last week that Radio Slovakia International, by using 5930 at 01 to 130 in English to North America, encounters interference from WWCR on 5935. However, I should add that we may look forward to June, July, and August, when WWCR does not come up on that frequency until an hour later, 0200. If Slovakia can still make it through with the worst propagation season of the year, lack of a full darkness path, and thunderstorm static. Their other frequency to South America might do better, even here, 9440. All of this assuming, of course, that Radio Slovakia International continues to exist after May. Spanish Foreign Radio is finally in season for the English broadcast at midnight to 1 UT to North America on 15385. I found it holding up all the way to closing at midnight 57 with an excellent signal and no detectable interference from the Voice of America and Chi-Com jamming on the same frequency. We may hope that on the average this transmission will keep working for 2 months or so, that is 1 month either side of the solstice, before it starts fading out again and Spain should move, but won't, to a lower band. By the way, if you'd like to complain about Spain's poor choice of frequencies, we have news from Marti Delfin in Madrid that RTV apparently has what we would call an ombudsman who will take comments from frustrated viewers and listeners. His address is Defensor, D-E-F-E-N-S-O-R, at rtve.es. Kai Ludwig forwards something that Helmut Mott received from the German service of Radio Damascus, Syria. They say they're in urgent need to provide evidence of a sufficient audience. Otherwise, they will be closed down. No idea if this applies to English as well, or perhaps even to the foreign service in its entirety. German is at 1805 to 1905 on 12085 and 9330. But unless they can make it audible, they might as well close it down. In Costa Rica, Raul Saavedra complains that the Spanish broadcast at 2215 may have a strong carrier, but very little audio. He says, we ought to inundate them with protests to see if they can put new batteries in. Walt Salmoni from Victoria, B.C. has spent another few days DXing from his vacation residence in the Queen Charlotte Islands. Among many other things, he reports monitoring AFN Diego Garcia and noting the exact time when they change frequency from 12579 to 4319. It was at approximately, give or take half a minute, 1453 UT. Standard disclaimer, the media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio, number 1316. Our address, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702 USA, or WORADIO at yahoo.com. You may also use that address to send us a PayPal contribution, as Jeff Eimel did, to whom we offer our thanks this week for financial support. Tom Jella in Florida refers us to a very interesting website spelled just like it sounds, www.westpointgradsagainstthewar.org. DX India, Anokesh Gupta forwards news that All India Radio is broadcasting live commentary on the one-day international cricket matches from Trinidad, played in the local evening. That means that AIR, medium wave and FM channels stay on the air much later than usual on these dates, May 26th and 28th, as late as 21:20 UT. Though not mentioned in this item, shortwave relays may also be extended, as heard recently by Anker Petersen in Denmark, on the 90 and 60-meter bands. It seems the entire series between India and the West Indies will last until July 4th, but only on certain dates. Of course, this extension will be of no help to DX listeners in North America, but it should be helpful elsewhere in the world for those who want to hear India. Wolfgang Büschel sends an article from Thomson's broadcast in Multimedia Radio News magazine for Spring 06 about a new transmitter for the Bhutan Broadcasting Service. Thomson has the contract for a new 100-kilowatt DRM-ready shortwave transmitter. Other equipment, including a new quadrant antenna to operate on 5 and 6 megahertz. But then they say BBS will broadcast on 5035, 6035, and 7500 kilohertz. Now, that's last one is a new frequency, which let us hope would be more DXable than the others if and when it comes on the air at the beginning of next year. Meanwhile, an old Thomson transmitter is still running at the same location with 50 kilowatts. In DSWCI DX window, Anker Petersen reports that Xizhang PBS Lhasa Tibet has English lessons daily, or at least Monday through Friday, I guess, at 23:30 to 24 UT. That's wake-up time in Tibet, heard on 4820, as well as 5935, 6050, 7170, and 7240. This is the Tibet Broadcasting Company. Would you like to join our English class? In OpenDX via Signal, Vladimir Kovalenko in Tomsk, Russia, reports that Radio Rossi is still relayed by Kizil, that's in the area once known as Tana Tuva, on 6100 kilohertz. It's only running a nominal 1 kilowatt, but it's generally reduced to only a quarter to a half of 1 kilowatt. He says reception in Tomsk, not far away, is best in the daytime, weak but clear. They had local broadcasts at before 0500 and after 0510. But there was also a local broadcast from Kizil April 4th on 6100, lasting until 1100 UT with poor reception. So that's near sunset, I think, and making it barely possible that that might be DX'd further away. Rubén Guillermo Marchionet in Argentina heard on the KBS World Radio mailbag program in Spanish from South Korea, April 29th, a discussion about the future of shortwave at that station. They have established a working group to study the subject and to look at possible alternatives to shortwave. Their own two transmission sites in South Korea are getting old and inefficient, so if they do continue on shortwave, they may be making more use of relays. Not only do we have two Indonesians far too close to each other on the 60-meter band around 4870, as I mentioned last week, but here are a couple, or at least a confusion about which station is it on the 41-meter band. In Australian DX news, two DXers at the same de-expedition site in New South Wales, Cataract Scout Park, report what they think are two different stations. John Wright says RRI in Serui, Irian Jaya, 7289.88 at 0800 with sports, sign off at 0830, a bit later than listed. But Dennis Allen thinks it's RRI in Nabiri on 7290 at 0802 to 0805. However, I see in the World Radio TV Handbook that they only list Nabiri on 7290. From New Zealand in Hardcore DX, Ron Killick reports, hearing Radio Pilipinas English service, that's at 02 to 0330 UT, on a new frequency 15510, but it was not announced. Three frequencies they announced were 12025, 15120, and 15270. Wolfgang Büschel says another of those frequencies is incorrect. They're actually on 11885 instead of 12025. Unfortunately, the new frequency 15510 is too close to Australia on 15515. From the Queen Charlotte Islands, Walt Salmaniv notes that VL8A Alice Springs 2310 was missing on May 19th, although he was hearing Tennant Creek VL8T on 2325 around 1319, as well as Catherine VL8K on 2485. The last one has characteristic buzzing audio. Chris Hambly, visiting Alice Springs, says that VL8A went off the air last week for 3 months of refurbishing, so you won't hear it on either 2310 or 4835. Looking over the revised schedule of HCJB via Australia, I noticed that with only one exception, all their frequencies are in the range of 15390 to 15540, only 150 kHz, making me wonder if they have an extremely narrow bandwidth antenna or transmitter forcing them into such a restriction. North Americans beyond our west coast should not consider it impossible to hear medium wave from down under during our summers. Thanks to some advice from an Aussie friend, Curtis Sadowski in Illinois, reports on WTFDA AM, hearing at least a carrier on 5, 6, 7 kHz, most likely 2YA in Wellington, New Zealand. Starting about 0830 UT until sunrise, check that frequency. Via Kim Elliott, we have two obituaries to mention about people who used to work for the Voice of America. Alwyn James, who was host of Daybreak Africa, has died at the age of 77. Known on the air as Al James, and also James Keogh, who was VOA director in the Nixon era, spelled K-E-O-G-H. He said in explaining what is happening as a result of the Watergate affair, we try to make the point that overseas audiences are seeing and hearing this free and open society working out a problem. I've noticed WRMI is carrying Global Crisis Watch, which used to deal with clandestine radio, but now is more about non-radio subjects. UT Tuesdays at 0400 on 9955, followed by Wavescan. Despite my mentioning it last week, some last-minute problem kept WBCQ's shortwave overnight show from appearing. But try again, UT Sunday at 0500 on 7415. Glad to see in New Zealand DX Times from Cliff Couch that World of Radio was well heard on WBCQ UT Monday at 0415 on 7415. It seems our times on WWCR are more flexible than they used to be, so if you don't hear us at first, keep listening. We might start 5 minutes early or 5 minutes late. Ben Cobb in Washington, D.C. says, regarding KTMI you mentioned previously, here's what I found out from the FCC. The licensee is Transformation Media International. The studio and transmitter site is at Mount Hope Drive and Totem Pole Road in Linn County, 5.5 miles northeast of Lebanon, Oregon. The site will include 4 50-kilowatt transmitters and 3 rhombic antennas and 1 log periodic. They're vague about programming, news, religious teaching, educational, comedy, and music. Target areas, Canada, Cuba, Mexico, and Northeast Asia, namely Russia, China, and Korea. Office address for KTMI is 240 2nd Avenue Southwest, Albany, Oregon, 97321. Liz Cameron discovered brother scare testing on a new frequency last week, 13770, between midnight and 1 UT. It turned out to be French Guiana, which has given him a number of hours for free tests. Later on this week, he was heard before and after 17 UT via French Guiana on 17720. The Santa Fe Chamber Music Festival is again being broadcast. You'll find a number of entries for this 13-week series in our monitoring reminders calendar at worldofradio.com. On some stations, it started in April. Others started in June or July. Via Clara Listensprechen, we are sad to learn that the beloved Barbara Ann of the Doo-Wop Cafe Group died of cancer on May 17th. Humberto Molina in El Salvador tells us, contrary to our item last week, his country has decided not to go on daylight shifting time, remain on UT-6. The Radio Boskopu relays Suriname via Bonaire continued for a number of days. However, I was no longer hearing them as of May 23rd. Jose Elias in Venezuela notes that two stations are colliding on 11700 at 0155 Radio Bulgaria, but what's the other one? Well, it's HCJB, which is using 11700 between 23 and 01, as is Bulgaria. First hour in English to North American and then in Bulgarian, but over here we're likely to hear mostly HCJB in Spanish. I've told HCJB about the problem, and we'll see if and when they move. They had been scheduled on 11720 instead. Jeff Eimel in Indiana notes on the DRM forum something from Doug Weber at HCJB. We'll probably do some more tests in June. One of our developers is in Ecuador, and we're working on the content server in Quito. We also plan to test DRM to Europe sometime around the middle or the end of June. Jose Miguel Romero in Spain forwards a note from Carlos Gamarra, frequency manager of Radio La Hora in Peru. He says they have reduced their shortwave schedule on 4855, now only from Monday to Friday at 10 to 14 UT and 23 to 24. However, they are about to issue a new pennant. In Shortwave Bulletin, Kenneth Olofsson in Sweden reports that Radio Virgen de Remedios, Tupiza, Bolivia, has been strong and clean on 4545 for some time now, although the modulation is a little bad at times with religious programming, heard, for example, May 2nd at 2320. Also reported by Jan Ed in Sweden on 4545.2, May 7th at midnight 20 with religious music, and switching off at midnight 29. He says good strength but irresolute modulation. Why is it that Uruguayan shortwave stations insist on operating only in the daytime? Samuel Casio Martins in São Paulo heard Emisora Ciudad de Montevideo on 9650, May 17th, at 16:35, but signing off abruptly at 17:02. Alan Moore in Paraguay reports in Conexión Digital hearing a mystery Spanish time signals on exactly 12,000 kilohertz, with announcements every 30 seconds. La señal indicará, and then giving the time. It was strong with good quality. Heard at 15:56 UT, May 5th. I remember that this very phrase, La señal indicará, was once used by the Uruguayan point-to-point station as a marker many years ago, but that's no proof it is now. He says it might have been HCJB or Cuba, which used this frequency at other time running a test. Steve Witt tells us that the Medium Wave Circle has relaunched its website with additional useful information. Check it out, www.mwcircle.org. The sporadic E season is well underway. Lots of openings the past week on low-band television and the FM band. Paul Logan in Northern Ireland even received the audio of several Manitoba TV stations. The propagation outlook from Boulder issued May 23rd. Solar activity very low to low. Geomagnetic field mostly quiet to unsettled. ANK indices peaking at 20 and 4 June 2nd and 3rd, down to 5 and 2 on May 26th to 29th. Solar flux dropping from 85 May 27th to 75 June 1st through 12th, and back up to 85 by the 15th. And that concludes World of Radio 1316. Glenn Hauser here, hoping you've enjoyed the program, and we'll hear me again next week.